From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. Next week, the mountains of Yellow Pine, Idaho will be filled with the sound of music, harmonica music, that is, as people from all over make their way to Valley County for the Music and Harmonica Festival. So joining us today to talk more about the celebration is Deb Filler, director of the festival, and musician Brent Palmateer. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
So, Deb, how long has the Yellow Pine Festival been around?
This year marks the 33rd anniversary of the Yellow Pine Festival.
So talk to us a little bit about the history of it, Deb, like how it got started and what it is today.
In 1989, then Governor Andrus challenged the cities and towns of Idaho to come up with some event to celebrate the state centennial in 1990. Yellow Pine chose to start a harmonica contest. Originally, it was planned for 1 year, and that was 33 years ago.
So plans change sometimes, huh?
Sometimes they do, and especially when people have so much fun coming up here.
Yeah. So Brent, how long have you been attending the festival, and when did you first, find out about it?
Yeah. So this will be my 13th year in attendance, and I've been playing harmonica since I was a little kid. My grandfather had a shoebox at their house when I'd go visit, and I'd run around the house playing them. And I said, "Can I take them home?" And he said, "No, they're mine." And what's so funny is I never heard a note. He didn't even know how to play harmonica. So since I was little, I always loved harmonica, but lived in Idaho for 13 years prior to my neighbor across the street who plays banjo. And we affectionately call him Al Banjo. His last name's Donaldson. But he said, "Hey, you got to come up to the Yellow Pine Harmonica Festival. You're a harmonica player." And I kept digging my heels in. And he said, are you kidding me? We got to go do this. So we went up there and checked it out. And then we got so inspired that we actually wrote a song the first time we went up. And then we commenced to go up every year after that and add more songs. And then we added band members. So now we're up to 6 band members. And wow. We play there on stage every single year. And I've volunteered with the festival for many years, helping to try to make it a better festival. We've got Honar Harmonica Company on board. They've been a sponsor and been very, very helpful with us, which has been amazing. So long story short, it's become a passion, and we're up to 6 band members now, and we play really funny folk music. It's really entertaining. We have a mandolin player, banjo player, upright bass player, guitarist, and drummer. And we do folk songs. A lot of them have references to gold mining and Idaho's history and the Idaho backcountry and mountains. And our band's name is the Half Fast Hillbillies. So we have a lot of fun up there.
What makes it so special to you, Brent?
It's so beautiful. The little town makes everybody light up when they get there. The first time I got there, I couldn't get the smile off my face. Got into town, it's one dirt street. So it's got a corner bar, a little tavern, a little country store. Population, I don't know, what is it, Deb? 13, 14 people?
During last winter, we were 27.
Oh, okay. It's growing. Yeah. So it's the quaintness of the town making you feel like you've gone into a different time period when you go in. Yeah. It feels like you've time traveled. Everybody is very, very friendly. There is every year more people attend the festival and they bring their family and their friends back. We've added events like a harmonica huff and puff run. So people do a 5K race. There are harmonica workshops to, continue to, encourage people to get introduced to the harmonica and help teach them if they want to go up and learn. And people just have a blast because this year we'll have 2 outdoor stages. We'll have music in the corner bar, music in the tavern, people camp in the woods, musicians just jam randomly at the campsites together. So it's become a giant reunion. And so that's what makes it so fun, too. Very family friendly. And it's an annual pilgrimage, so to speak, and definitely keeping the history of Idaho and the people that have worked hard to make Idaho what it is relevant and on the map, so to speak, and keep the instrument on the map. I think the governor recognized the value of the harmonica for hardworking mountain people that were either doing mining or logging, that they had to have an instrument that they could play. you know, and so the harmonica, definitely became the forefront mm-hmm. of, or the platform for the festival as a result.
So, Deb, you just mentioned last winter, 27 people lived in Yellow Pine. So it's usually yes. around that 30-person mark. A lot of folks come into town for the Harmonica Festival. What is that like? And about how big is the crowd normally?
We are expecting, based upon feedback this year, between 2,700 and 3,000 people. And
wow.
Yeah. We have lots of camping, free camping, dispersed camping. And we actually have a golf course that we open up to camping that week. So it's don't think golf course, think forest with some holes in it.
Okay.
But even local campgrounds are within walking distance. And it's a lot of fun. My favorite part of this festival is watching people enjoy this area. It yeah. just warms my heart because this place is very special to me and my family's history. So this is, it's fun to share it. It's fun to share it with other people.
And how important, Deb, is this festival to Yellow Pine from an economic standpoint?
At this point in time, this is our main economic support for this village. We are not an incorporated town, therefore we don't have a tax base. So this festival supports our village for the rest of the year. And that's why we do so much fundraising and events. And people have been so helpful and so generous. Brent has just worked his tail off this year getting donations for our auction and for our raffle. The businesses have an opportunity then with this many people in town to raise funds to support them all year long also.
And so when does the festival run, Deb?
The festival begins Thursday, August 3rd at 6 p.m. and it ends Saturday night at midnight. We do have Sunday morning breakfast at our community hall for anybody who happens to want to have breakfast before they leave town. But basically 2.5 days. We go until midnight each night, and then the tavern and the corner have additional music, and people enjoy being able to walk around in a safe circumstance. So far, we have done really well. We do have law enforcement officials on site, but our goal is to keep them bored so they have nothing to do. We don't want them to be excited. And we have worked very hard over the last couple of decades in making this a family-friendly event.
Yeah.
So we have things and, for and it. We even have children's harmonica lessons. And the musicians that come from all over the country, we have one coming from Wisconsin, yes, the Northwest, lots from Utah, Arizona, California. We have them coming from all over the place, and they tell me this is like a family reunion for them.
Well, it certainly sounds like it. Brent, before we let both of you go, is there any chance that you might be willing to play us a little bit of your harmonica?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. I can do that. I actually happen to have one with me right now. So
I
imagine
love it.
That.
Imagine that.
Yeah, my harmonica player, Sonny Terry, he was born in 1911, passed away in 1986. He was blinded in both eyes in an accident on a farm when he was a kid. And he thought he had to find a way to make money. So he took his father's harmonica out of his dresser drawer and taught himself how to play country blues. So a lot of the harmonica playing that I do is based on kind of a dance groove type rhythm. And I do a lot of that with our band, the Half Fast Hillbillies. We'll actually be playing in the tavern from 10 to close on Saturday night at the festival. So I'll go with no further ado. I'll go ahead and lay down a little riff. I don't know how well it'll come across on a radio, but we can give this a whirl.
Thank you.
Well, Brent, I want to thank you so much for playing a little riff for us there. It gives us, gives everybody a little bit of a taste and a flavor of what's to come next week. Thank you both so much for coming in and talking to us about the Yellow Pine Festival. I really appreciated the conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe now you'll have like 3,001 people coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, we will definitely take you.
Come on up.
All right. Thank you both so much. We've been speaking with Yellow Pine Festival director Deb Filler and musician Brent Pometier about the Yellow Pine Harmonica and Music Festival. It starts next week on August 3rd. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.